Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, I was abiding, and I was thinking about this as I was just spending time with the Lord, because a lot of times people experience storms in their life. I mean, Jesus said, in this life, you will have many troubles. But oftentimes I see people who live life and they're surprised that trouble came. Like, how are you surprised? How are you surprised that trouble here is at your door, especially if you're living a life that's not, you know, agreeable to the Lord? Stuff is going to happen in your life, but whether you're living for God, whether you're not, things are going to happen. And so storms of life will come. And the thing about storms is you got to understand that God has peace for us. In fact, he is the God of peace. And the Bible calls him, calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. And you can have peace today. Many people are living anxious lives, totally stressed out, have total mental uneasiness in their minds. And it's a way of absolutely draining not only you, but the people that you live with you and around you. Because it just sucks everything out. Well, Philippians 4 tells us, and I love this scripture, Philippians 4:19, says, do not be anxious about anything. And I love the Word of God, because that same scripture applies to the guy who's worrying about, you know, maybe not being able to make an event that he was supposed to go to, so he's all anxious about it. But it also applies to Saeed right now, Pastor Saeed, who's in prison.
In Iran.
In Iran! Hello, I mean that word is for him as well. In any trial, God tells us in his word, do not be anxious, which is mental distress, uneasiness, fear of misfortune. Do not be anxious about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But in everything, by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. So in essence, he's saying, hey, listen, don't spend your time worrying, stressing, being fretful about something that you cannot change anyway.
Right.
But instead, do the thing that can actually help you in your situation. Mm-hmm. But instead, in prayer and petition, right, present your request to God with thanksgiving. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. And that word transcends means rises above.
Mm-hmm.
The peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So literally, when we turn away from anxious thoughts, when we turn away from these fretful things that come to attack our mind, that literally disturb us and sap of all of our energy, of all of our strength,
right,
we can actually go to God in prayer, since he's the one who knows everything. He knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time. He's the one who is in control. He's the one that loves you. By prayer and petition, the thing that you're concerned about, the thing that you're worrying about, the thing that has literally stolen your joy and your peace, you can actually present that request to God, the one who can handle it. And then as you do that, as you release it to God, the peace of God begins to transcend. It rises above your ability to understand it, and it would then tend to protect your mind and your heart. Oftentimes, I've spoken to people who have gone through a tremendous trial, but because they sought the Lord in their trial, they say, listen, I don't understand. I don't get it. Right now, this is the big one that I'm experiencing in my life. I just lost a loved one, but I just have the peace of God on me. It's protecting me. It's protecting my mind. I'm not fretful. I'm okay. I feel the peace of God. And I want to encourage you today that, listen, God has peace for you. You don't have to be fretful. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be drained of your life, but God's peace will be upon you when you turn to him and literally enter that place of relationship, of prayer, communicating with the one who can actually do something about it.
You think about it, I mean, it boils down to fear of loss and fear of death.
That's it.
And that until you're ready to die for something, you're not ready to live for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how people will do so many things to to assure that they could live another day.
Yeah.
But they don't live at all, mm-hmm. you know, or the fear of loss. I'm going to lose my stuff and my things, my job, my family, my relationships. Instead of saying, I'm willing to take loss.
Yeah.
I'm willing to die for this, what I believe in. And you look at Hebrews when he says, think about all the ones that have lost all their possessions that was taken away from them, and they didn't shrink back in their faith, their confidence, and their peace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Saeed in jail. I mean, yeah. Imagine the things they're going. Or you're looking at Miriam over in Sudan in a prison sentenced to life, to death.
Right.
Because of what she believes in. And we still have to have that peace.
Right.
We still have to have that peace. And believe it or not, the thing is fear of death.
Hmm.
The fear of death is that you, and the reason why you would have fear of death, because you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know him, then that is the hope. Yeah. Paul says, if all we have is hope for this life, and all you think about is this life, you don't know about Jesus, because Jesus is about the life beyond. We're living this life right now for him,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to be with him forever. Paul said we should be pitied more than anybody else. And if all you think about and all you worry about is all this stuff in your job, your house, your things, and your car, and your friends, and your relationship, your horizontal things going on, you're not even living for eternity.
That's right.
But when you're ready to go, imagine you're in an airplane right now, and thought you were coming in for a landing, but they said we're experiencing some turbulence.
Mm.
And then they said, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. We're in for a bumpy ride. Then they uh-huh. said, ladies and gentlemen, we might not make it.
Mm.
And all of a sudden it goes into a nosedive. Mm. What use is it to be screaming and hollering? That's so ridiculous.
Right.
There's so many people, that's how they are. Every single day they feel like their plane has crashed. They live like a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're working my last nerve. Just die already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a Christian, what are you so worried about?
Right.
But imagine, so you see this plane diving and coming to the ground, and you know, it's getting closer and closer, and people are screaming like, it's about to be all over. I mean, what are you screaming about? You should have peace.
Mm-hmm.
You should understand, this is it. I knew that I lived my life for a reason. And the question is, the life that I have lived, was it worth Christ dying for? Because now I'm about to see God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. And if you're willing to see yourself in that scenario, then what's the big deal about a job loss? What's the big deal about changing your home because you're losing the... I mean, these things happen, but it's not the end of the world.
That's right.
You know, and as Christians, they should be looking at our face as the plane is diving.
That's right.
And we should be going, well, looks like this is it. You know, and we could really, at that moment, you could preach the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You know, and just let them know, you know, and they did. If they cried out to the Lord, if they made their mind up at that point, is that plane mm-hmm. coming down? I mean, that'd be great. You won the entire 747 right before you came to see me. Mm. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pray. Don't get in a plane and pray that one goes down. But I'm just saying that's how we should live our lives. It's reported that Paul ran to the chopping block.
Mm.
It's reported that Peter said, okay, I don't mind being crucified. Just crucify me upside down so I don't look like anything the way Jesus was crucified.
Mm. Mm.
It's reported that, you know, when two men are going to be burned at a stake, you know, an angel appears and said, Polycarp, it's time to play the man. And it's time for us to believe in what we profess. Jesus said, don't fear somebody who can destroy the body and then he can't do nothing else. Fear the one who can destroy the body and throw you into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Eternity. And it's like, we live for God. And so, yeah.
It's liberating. You know,
and it's so liberating, because what can somebody take from someone who is willing to die for what they believe in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a reward for a believer. It's a reward for a believer to die for the cause, to suffer inconveniences and don't complain, to go through difficulty and trials and not shaken in your faith. That's like a sweet, fragrant offering to God. But sometimes you just think, you'd probably, people that I've known, you'd scream all the way down to hit the ground. I mean, God's going to go, you didn't even know you were about to see me in about 5 seconds. And you had no faith the whole time. You're screaming up your house and all this horizontal stuff, mm-hmm. and you're about to visit vertical.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, we have to live our life in knowing that if our plane went down today, it went down today, then we would be with the Lord today. Just right. to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord.
That's
and
it.
By the way, if you're a Christian, If you have made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you've repented from your sins, you ain't got nothing but good
That's
ahead
right.
of you. No more tears, no more pain, sickness, gold streets, all those wonderful things. I'm ready, Lord.
Let's go.
I mean, that was Paul's question. Paul's debate. Hey, if it to be absent for the body, to be present with the Lord. If right. I stay here, it's fruitful ministry. Right. What to do? But for your benefit, I'll stay. That's but exactly I won't be it. Sad if I go.
That's exactly it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.